there's no name like Jesus. None. Very quickly, look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. He's coming again, folks. He really is. And I believe from all that we're experiencing and all that we see that it will be very soon. Very possible in our lifetime. Paul is writing and he says, "But I would not have to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself," I like that, "shall descend from heaven." This is going to upset some Baptists. "With a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together in the clouds to meet the Lord with them in the clouds, to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore comfort you one another with these words." He is coming again. Amen. Are you ready for His coming? If you're saved, probably most everybody here tonight is saved. I hope you are. But if you're not, let me remind you that Jesus is going to come again. And He could come any moment. We have no signs that have to be seen or fulfilled. That the signs have to do with His return after He's raptured the church. And 7 years have taken place, and then He comes back with His bride. But these are things that we're seeing even now develop. But we know that the coming of the Lord is imminent. It could happen any time. So, if you're not saved, friend, I want to encourage you tonight to get saved. Come to Christ. Just like I preached this morning about blind Bartimaeus. He just had to come to Jesus and let Him heal him. And that's all you have to do, is trust Him as your Savior. Believe you're a sinner. Believe He died on the cross. He was buried. And thank God He arose. And now He's at the right hand of the Father, and He's going to come again. Are you ready for His coming? And then let me ask you as a believer, are you ready for His coming? You see, we need to be ready for His coming also. He's going to come again. Thank God the dead in Christ, our loved ones, are going to be raised. And we which are alive and remain will be caught up together to meet the Lord in the air. We'll meet them in the clouds and meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. But we are going to give an account for how we're living and what our lives are like and what we're doing. And may I encourage you tonight as a believer that you search your heart in light of the fact that Christ is coming again, and check out your life and see if there's anything in your life that you need to change tonight. If you have some old bad habit you're hanging on to, you need to change that, don't you? Christ could come tonight. Would you want Him to come with you practicing that old bad habit that hurts your testimony? Give it to Him tonight. And are you giving Him your best? I want to be fighting in the battle when He returns. I've known some preachers and singers too that have died while they were preaching or singing. Now, I hope we don't have to see that tonight, but at any rate, I have known that. What a way to go to heaven. Finishing up in God's will, serving Him, doing what He's called us to do. And here tonight as a believer, I want to encourage you, give God everything you have. Give Him your best. Don't you think the name of Jesus deserves our best? We should be witnessing for Him. We should be telling others and warning them. I believe the Christians have been too quiet too long. I believe we need to speak up not only on these moral matters and political matters, but we've got to tell others about the Lord Jesus Christ, who He is and that He's coming, and not be ashamed of the gospel. It's the power of God unto salvation everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, also to the Gentile. And we need to be walking with God, close to God. You need to have some time in your life. I was teaching a Sunday school lesson this morning on stress. One thing that'll take the stress out of your life will be to get up early like Jesus did and spend some time with the Lord in prayer and in your Bible. Every believer ought to be in the Word of God, walking with God, close to God, and much more so as we see the time of His return. We should be serving, living, giving, doing everything we can, giving our money and helping missionaries to get the gospel out while there's time, because the day is going to come when there won't be any more time. I don't understand Christians who are not sold out for God. I just don't understand that. We ought to be totally committed and totally sold out for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That means we ought to judge sin in our life. Keep a short account on that. If you've got sin in your life tonight, you say, preacher, you're preaching to a Baptist church and you know that these are church members, and why would you ever think that they might... Listen, I've been pastoring 44 years, and I can tell you that I've been shocked with some of the sin that some of the people in the church are practicing. They think they're getting away with it. Nobody knows anything about it. Then all of a sudden it caves in, and God reveals the truth about it. Listen, if you're fooling around with something you shouldn't be fooling around with, men, pornography, young people, drugs, alcohol, any of those things, other things that could be in our lives, we need to get them right with God. We need to keep our lives pure. Amen. And holy before the Lamb of God who's soon to come and snatch us out of here and rapture us and take us to heaven. Let's stand, please. Our heads are bowed, and I'm going to ask the Wills to sing a song of their choice, whatever, Midnight Cry, whatever you want to. And while they're singing, and they can sing through it as many times as they need to. But why don't you just come down to the altar tonight, some of you, and just get on your knees and say, Jesus, your name is the sweetest and loveliest name, and I want to worship you. I just want to take this opportunity to give you praise. And I want you to know that I'm looking forward to your return. Titus tells us that that's our blessed hope. Our blessed hope that Jesus is going to come very soon. Wouldn't you come tonight and just fall down on your knees somewhere where you are if you can't get up here? Some of you have physical problems. You may just need to sit. Just come love Jesus and tell Him you love Him. If you're here without Christ, we have men that are posted, workers that are ready to show you how to be saved. Just come to one of them and say, I want to be saved. I want to be ready to meet the Lord. While they sing, may God help you to come, do business with God tonight. Would you do it?